Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Jake Ballbrock, Paul Savage. Appreciate Kevin Saul, Terry Nooner for joining the program. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen at kfhradio.com. You've got the live stream there. You've got a podcasted form of the show. You can do that. So check it out. IHOP Hotline is back open now at 869-1240. Paul, before we get into this, let's give away some HTO.
Oh, boy.
We'll give away... Yeah. Some free iced tea,
yes.
Some free rain coffee.
Love it.
The free iced tea is available for you in Derby or in either Wichita location, east or west. The coffee, free rain, now served, is available for you in Derby or Wichita East. First caller right now to the IHOP hotline at 869-1240 will get a free drink, two of them,
wonderful,
on us here at Sports Daily. Good
luck, everybody. I like it. Thank you, Jacob.
Let's hit this Reggie Bush story, Paul, and I do want to get into the Dylan Edwards transfer, too, as we're shifting to college football a little bit.
Sure.
So Reggie Bush, the Heisman Trust, says they're going to reinstate his 2005 trophy.
Right.
They say it's due to large shifts, basically, in the college athletics, enormous changes over the last several years. And basically, I think what they're saying, Paul, is in the current model, Reggie Bush, anything he was accused of would have been totally fine. The other thing that's important to point out here is the NCAA, Paul, has nothing to do with this. This is all the Heisman Trust doing this. One way or the other, get the man his trophy back.
Right,
please.
Right, please.
Get the man his trophy
now,
back.
Let's do it. I think that's fair.
The reason he doesn't have a trophy is naivety, let's be honest. Very naive to think that college football players haven't been compensated over the years. Whatever it is naive. They were compensated, Paul, in, you know, small ways, but in some ways at a Division II school I went to. So, you know, the most high profile athletes getting compensation in whatever way it is has been happening forever.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever your favorite coach is.
Right.
At a high level, they've all been doing it.
Right.
Okay, so when Reggie Bush in 2005 had his taken away, that's the naivety. And I'm like, well, what are we doing here? So I'm glad to see it come back.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great college football players of all time.
Right.
Now, should he have won it over Vince Young? I'm not sure. One of the, you know,
well,
my
know.
Favorite college football yeah. game and season ever
right.
was that year.
Right.
And Reggie Bush, even though I, at that time in my life, and I probably don't as much now, but back then, boy, I hated USC. It's a huge Notre Dame fan. You know, this would have been college when this game happened for me. Huge Notre Dame fan growing up, hated USC, Reggie Bush, the Bush, all that stuff. But he's one of the greatest college football players we've ever seen.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Right.
Most exciting, electric college football players we've ever seen. And the fact that he didn't have his trophy was weird. But I'm glad he has it now. And mm-hmm. you know what? NCAA, nobody cares about you anymore and what you think.
Not a care in the world about. By the way, with regards to Reggie Bush, I think there's two points I'd like to make. about this. One is that, you know, you touched upon the fact that what Reggie Bush was doing back when he was at USC in the early 2000s was called NIL today. I mean, that's what he was doing. I mean, he was just doing NIL before NIL was around. And so we get that. The other thing about the money part of his competing at the college level with the money is that, to me, and Jad and I were talking over the break, I always thought to a certain extent that Reggie Bush was doing it for the right reasons, because the basis of – now, I'm going back a long time. You know, correct me if my memory is faulty on this, but, Jacob, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of this had to do with a house that he had his mother and father in. He put his mom and dad in a nicer home than they've ever had in their entire life, because he could at that point. That offer was made. I'm telling you what, I think to myself, what would I do for my mother and my father? I would do whatever I need to do. That's what I would. I got a feeling, I've met your mom and dad. I've got a feeling you do the same thing. You do the exact same thing for them.
I don't, nothing he did bothers me. Nothing any of these athletes at any point bothers me. So, nothing the schools did to get them there bothers me either, quite frankly.
So that's reason number one why I'm glad they're reinstating this, and that is, you know, he did not – now, I'm not saying he didn't benefit. Obviously, he did. But he was doing the major work on this thing for the right reason, his mom and dad. Now, the other reason, excuse me, is that – hold on just – the main reason I think that he's going back in or his Heisman is being restored at this point is very simply, last year the College Football Hall of Fame inducted Reggie Bush into the College Football Hall of Fame. Every Heisman Trophy winner that's ever won the Heisman is eventually put into College Football Hall of Fame. I think that's a big part of it. I think that's a big part of why the Heisman Club, well, not the, the downtown, what is it, the downtown club in New York,
is
restoring his Heisman. He's now in the College Football Hall of Fame. How do you have a Heisman winner not with his trophy, but he's in the College Football Hall of Fame, Jacob? I don't get it. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine. He's going to get it. He's needed it for a long time. The reasons he didn't have it, again, I don't know how else to describe it except we're just very, very naive. And he's got it now. And so we're there, right? We're there. He'll get it. Now, I use this transition, and it's interesting, only because we're talking about electric running backs, and Dylan Edwards is not Reggie Bush, but he kind of plays like him a little bit, Paul. And Dylan Edwards is back in the portal. Okay, so Dylan Edwards, the Derby star, probably the quickest, fastest player I can recall seeing in high school football.
Great lateral move, great lateral speed.
Is in the portal, and his recruiting process has been really interesting. Started at K-State. Right, and it was the Dylan Edwards, Avery Johnson, childhood friends. They've been playing football together their entire lives story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, opportunity strikes. Notre Dame comes calling. He pulls from K-State, goes to Notre Dame. No big deal. He probably got a better offer. I have no problem with that. Then he left Notre Dame to go with Prime at Colorado. That was interesting. Again, liked the coach better. Okay. And he's pretty successful as a freshman. When Colorado was good at the beginning of the season winning games, he was a big part of it.
He was.
And you could see how he fits in. Well, like so many Colorado players, and I don't really fully understand the reason why this is happening, Dylan Edwards goes back into the portal. Deion Sanders likes Dylan Edwards, by the way. And Avery Johnson, you know, his childhood friend, they were high school rivals, but they grew up together and are, you know, they're great friends, is very publicly campaigning for a return to K-State for Dylan Edwards. And I would tell you this, you know, you got to swallow your pride, K-State fans, maybe K-State coaches that are annoyed by the way that all played out the last time. If you can get Dylan Edwards in there, you got to go make that happen. For an offense that we are wondering about its explosiveness outside of the quarterback and some of the changes, to just add a piece like Edwards to mix in anywhere would be good for this offense. So this becomes really interesting to see his name out there and the obvious connections to K-State. If he had not originally committed, Paul, to K-State and then left, I mean, this would be just really staring at us in the face. But he did, so now it makes me wonder if it's even possible. But, boy, you talk about a good fit. He'd be a good fit at KU, too, by the way. A little thunder and lightning there in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a good fit for either one of those teams, and I really hope he ends up at one of them.
Right.
The storybook place, of course, would be K-State. But, man, he'd be good either spot, and,
right.
I hope that's where he ultimately ends
up. And, of course, we don't know. It's hard. It's, you know, and this NIL makes this speculation always difficult because you and I don't know numbers. And that's going to have a big part of where he ends up. But if the numbers are right, or shall I say if the numbers are competitive, that might be a better way to phrase this. If the numbers are competitive, then I think, you know, if you're a K-State fan, well, you just can't have your feelings hurt. That's just as simple as that is. You cannot have your feelings hurt because he changed his mind to go to Notre Dame. Notre Dame is that special place. Now, you could have your feelings hurt if he changed and went to Baylor. I would get that, and I would laugh, but that's okay. But Notre Dame's a different thing. If he ends up saying, I want to come back and go to K-State, man, that will be a joyous thing. That would be a great thing. That kid is a special talent. He hasn't seen his potential yet. I think it would be great. I think it would be wonderful to see him in the portal end up in K-State.
It would be wonder. Yes, I. It would be. It would be such a cool and fun story. It would also, for different reasons, be a cool and fun story if he ended up at KU. Right. That would be like the rivalry that would immediately exist. He'd be like public enemy number one for K-State fans. That would also be a good story. But his buddy Avery Johnson is advocating for him to come to K-State. We'll see. I have not talked to anybody involved in that. We'll have Tim Fitzgerald in tomorrow. He may have a little more insight on that. We'll get his...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thoughts on it, on the possibilities of it. Colorado brought in, I think, an Ohio State running back, and that probably has something to do with it, and that's totally fine. I just, in this modern NIL world, Paul, don't you have to have a really thick skin?
Oh, my gosh.
If you were schools or coaches?
Well, that's right. And there's all kinds of things that go in this beside the money. By the way, I just got a text from one of my good coaching buddies, Coach Murph, who happens to, I'd coached a lot of years of professional football with him, and he makes the point that Coach Sanders coached Dylan when he was younger, and they had already had a relationship. And so that's why he committed when the offer was made. You can't fault that kind of stuff. That's the kind of thing that you've got to understand and realize about the world in which we live, that these relationships come and go, but they can certainly come back. And that's in a way, it's a beautiful thing because second chances, and you know I've always have been about redemption. I love redemption. It's one of the great things about the human spirit is redemption. And they're in and if this is what one would want to call redemption, then so be it. I'm all for it. But I guess there's other reasons why he was what ended up where he was and how all this worked out. But
it's fine. Like, again, I always tell people when all this stuff makes them squirm, put yourself in the position of being that kid's parent, and I think it all makes a whole lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
When
right.
when it's, you know, it's easy to sit back and say, oh, what happened to loyalty? And we're like, okay, I get it.
I get it too.
Totally disagree with However, in sports, especially in football, you do not have much of a window or opportunity to actually earn based on your playing ability.
Very few guys get to do it,
and even fewer amount get to do it for a long time. So if you're the parent of this kid and the obvious is staring at you and you're being presented this opportunity to capitalize on these God-given abilities that such a small fraction of people get. This opportunity is such a rarity.
It is.
That if you think about it as a parent or an advisor to one of these young people, it's like, man, you're a football player. Your length of time here is short. If you've got an opportunity to capitalize on that now, you have to take it. Because there's too great a risk that it's all done like that.
Right. That is
exactly. So you just have to. And you have to understand that when you look at this. And yes, loyalty matters. Mm. In a perfect world, we will find the balance between compensation and loyalty. But forever, that scale has been tipped to absolutely fraudulent levels with these high-level athletes,
which is why
Reggie Bush doesn't have his Heisman, because everything was having to be done under the table because the value is clearly there. So, I never fault these kids for leaving the place they're at. Do I wish it happened less? Of course I do. I also think it gives more teams a chance to compete, and I think it's absolutely the best thing for the kids who've been taken advantage of forever, for eternity, in college sports.
I missed the chance of falling in love with a player. And I don't mean, love. I mean, I love falling in love with players.
Do
you want to know something? I'm more guarded on it.
Do you think that LSU fans love Joe Burrow?
Well, yes.
Of course they do.
Yes.
He's there a year.
Hello.
Transferred in.
Uh-huh.
Transferred in, won him a national championship, set
Hello?
All kinds of records.
That's
you
right.
think they love him?
Absolutely.
Do you think it matters that he was only there for one season?
No, because, he brought him to Mecca.
So if Will Howard goes to Ohio State and is incredible and a Heisman candidate, do you think they'll love him any less than if he'd have been there for 2 or 3 years?
No, they won't. In fact, they may love him more. I mean, just that's the
Joe way. Correct. Joe Burrow was at LSU for 2 years, but
well,
you know what I mean.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, though. I get it. And the answer is no, I get it. You will fall in, but those are the heights of which, you know, your love will grow. You know, we talk about love growing, and your love will grow. National championships have a way of making the heart and the love grow, don't they? That's
yeah. Let me think of a more relatable example.
Okay,
for
please.
Us.
All right.
Do you think KU fans have the appropriate appreciation for Remy Martin?
How about Hunter Dickinson?
Well, time will tell. Remy Martin came to KU, helped him win a national championship.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Hunter Dickinson, yeah. If they go to the promised land and he's back next year, you think anybody's gonna? No, it's fine. It's okay.
That's right.
Schools and fans have been falling in love with one and done players in college basketball forever.
Right.
Right. It's all relative.
Hey, we fell
congratulations
in love
to Wendell for winning our HTO.
Oh,
giveaway, a little free rain coffee and iced tea.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great.
What were you going to say? Finish that.
All I was going to say is Michael Bishop at K-State was a 2-year guy, and how much love does he get from K-State people?
There you go. That's a great example.
Great example.
Listen, K-State fans, I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't ever like telling anybody what to do or what to think. But if Dylan Edwards wants to come back to K-State, welcome him back with open arms.
Right.
A nudge from me. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. 869-1240 is that IHOP hotline. We got more Sports Daily coming right after this. We'll be right back.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.